My guest on the program today, Paul Overton, Boone County Assessor. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Jim. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good until I get my letter, and then that's one thing we'll be talking about. Paul, of course, is Boone County Assessor, and I know one of the things is what every other year you got to take a look at valuations and send out that information.
Yeah, that's correct. Every 2 years, the assessor reviews what the market's done in the prior calendar year. So this is 2023. We look at what happened in 2022's sales for that particular year and compare the assessments to the sales prices for that year and make adjustments and send folks notices by April the 1st.
And some parts of the state already have sent some out, some of the assessments.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I know that Linn County sent their residential assessment notices out, I believe, March the 6th.
Ooh, very early.
Yes, very early. And I believe there have been a handful have been sending them out since then, but the bulk are going to go out April the 1st. Okay.
So the big thing is for on residential, people are going to see an increase.
People are going to see a substantial increase in residential, for sure.
And this is first step of the whole process of property taxes.
Yeah, I like to akin the assessment and the assessor's office as the foundation of the property tax process, or the property tax building, shall we say. Mm. All taxes that are levied are based on the assessments that are placed by the local assessor.
Now, you said something earlier. Based on sales and 22 sales. So we're going back to the beginning of 22?
Correct.
All the way through?
Correct.
They started to slow down a little bit at the end, but they were not slow at the beginning.
Well, when you say slow, are you talking about volume or are you talking about value?
Value.
Value, mm-hmm. I would say that they did not slow.
They did not drop that much.
What did slow was the volume.
Okay.
There's two Vs, as I look at it, in sales, volume and value. The number of sales, the volume, did slow dramatically because shortly after the first of the year, we began to see interest rates coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that continued throughout the entirety of the year. And as interest rates came up, you know, money, of course, got more expensive to borrow you know, from those folks who are looking to buy houses. And that didn't slow or didn't impede the value of the properties, the sales. However, it did slow the volume, the number of sales that were occurring.
So that we've seen that trend showing up here in Boone County in particular, houses, the prices were going up. And then there was that great demand there for a while, end of 21 into 22, where just people, as soon as they were getting a house available and could make an offer, they were hoping they got it.
That's exactly right. I really can't speak as far as the selling time is concerned. That's mm-hmm. more of a realtor perspective to answer. But what I was seeing, you know, you talk about the market and the buildup. You know, this market has been changing. I sent out the last notices April the 1st of 2021,
mm-hmm.
and that was based on what was occurring in the market in 2020. So,
and that was a pretty aggressive market then,
That was beginning to become aggressive at the end of 2020. If you think about how sales occur over the course of the last year of 2022, we had Boone County had 410 residential transactions. That's the town. That's all residentially classed properties. We had 410 sales, and that number, typically, if you think about the season, mm-hmm. okay, the marketing season, the vast majority of those sales would have occurred by October the 1st.
Sure.
Okay, the tail end of those would have happened, you know, toward the end of the year. And you get a good idea as far as where your values are going to end up, you know, early on. And it's not really, you know, set in stone until toward the end of the year. But what I saw in the market in 2020, after what I saw was the majority of the sales coming in for the 21 reassessment, that the market was beginning to change at the end of 2020. And I didn't expect it to change and to continue to change the way it did through the calendar year 21, through 2022, you know, as it did, you know, that we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm. When you guys in the assessor's office, what you do, everything is based on sales during a set time frame, and you have a formula basically. You got the guidelines, state law says, here's what you got to take into account. This is what you need to do.
Yeah, we look at strictly arm's length transactions. some folks would say that if you go to you look at some of the sales, and they're either there could be a short sale, and we do look at the sales, we do investigations to see what type of sale we're working mm-hmm. with. If we see something wrong with the sales, you know, again, we look at specifically arm's length transactions where a normal buyer, normal seller, both being aware of the market, under any kind of duress, and those are considered normal arm's length transactions. Mm-hmm. When you come into a sale where it's a foreclosure or possibly a short sale where the owner has come into some financial burdens and they can no longer make the payments on the house, those types of transactions are not included as far as the review or the revaluation is concerned.
Okay. And the same data you get to use, the state of Iowa also gets a chance to review.
That's correct. Every sale that occurs, there's a document. There's three documents that are given to the recorder's office with every sale. There's a declaration of value, there's a deed, and there's a groundwater hazard statement for that particular legal mm-hmm. description. The deed, of course, and the groundwater hazard stay in the recorder's office. The DOV comes to the assessor's office, and we put on, of course, it shows what was paid for the property on, mm-hmm. on the front page. It's a double-sided document. And on the backside, the assessor has to put on there what type of property it is, you know, giving a little bit of a description as far as if it's a house, how old the house is, the size of the house, the construction, whether it be a brick, one-story, two-story, some just general information points like that. And, of course, the current assessment of the land, building, or dwelling, mm-hmm. and the total. And the front side showing the sales price and the back side showing the assessment are what is what we look at and judge based on all the sales in the respective class of property for the year. And that DOV is sent to the state, and the state reviews those DOVs en masse for a respective jurisdiction. They don't care if the sale is in Beaver, if it's in Jackson Township, mm-hmm. if it's in the unincorporated area of Napier. They care that it's located in Boone County, and when they look at the median for all the sales, those 410 sales I mentioned earlier, where is Boone County as a whole at? Are we at market value or 100% of market value, or are we outside of 100%? By law, we can be within 5% and still be in the tolerance as far as the state is concerned, and we would not receive equalization. Equalization is a method that the state uses to change all values of a class of property by a specific percentage, mm-hmm. no matter the location of the parcel within the jurisdiction. Now, the assessor, I can look at what's going on with respect to sales in a township, mm-hmm. in a town, in a type of property. For example, the town of Boone, I found this past year where two-story houses that were older than 1900, I was too high. After I did my revaluation, I was too high for assessment for the new value. Following that discovery, I went and I lowered, or I placed a factor on those homes to bring them back into better tolerance than where they were at initially. Mm-hmm. So all two-story homes older than 1900 got a little bit of a break because of what I saw from the sales specific to the town of Boone. Now, if mm-hmm. I include those specifically, look at two stories only in the entirety of the entire county, is fine.
Sure.
But I'm able to look at the data and see, you know, pinpoint areas where I feel that changes need to occur, make those changes. Now, bring that back. If the state does equalization, it doesn't matter if your house is a two-story, if it's built in 1900, built in 2020, it gets the same amount no matter what.
Okay.
And it's, from my perspective, it's much better for the assessor to do his or her job locally, apply the increases that are necessary for the respective areas that we're talking about, than the state doing an equalization percentage across the board.
And we've seen that in the past where not necessarily going, it wasn't raised enough.
Correct.
And the state has tended to come along. And I think one of the last ones I remember was a 17%, maybe 15 years ago or something like that. Could have been, I don't, but there was, I mean, it does come out. We haven't had one since you've been there.
No, we haven't. I will tell you that just as a informational tidbit, back in 2017, we changed values. That was the first year I changed values countywide, actually, looking at, you know, what the sales were doing. I changed, I think, maybe Ogden or Madrid in 2015 because I saw specifically those communities were changing in value and they needed to be increased. But the entirety did not. Anyway, in 2017, I changed values, and unfortunately, I found in 2017 that the segment of the market was not increasing to the effect that the entirety of the market was. And I had the Board of Review make changes to price points. And in making those changes to the price points, we actually reduced values considerably, and that led to issues as far as what our median, what we raised values in mass and reported to the state. After making those calculations and the state receiving the information via the abstracting process that the assessor does after all values are updated for that particular year, the state actually issued Boone County a tentative 6% increase order. Now, I didn't agree with that because I felt that when I placed the values, I was doing the right, the right assessments on the properties. What I didn't know at the time was that you've heard the term flip homes.
Sure.
Okay. Well, again, we investigate sales and we report on those sales. What we found is through our investigations, and we had reported that these flip homes, where a person goes in and buys a house for, $25,000, $40,000, $50,000, goes in and does work to the property, okay, not just a just coat of paint and then puts it back on the market. But I'm talking actual physical work where they're remodeling the bathrooms, remodeling kitchens, new windows, things of that nature.
Sure,
we're actually adding considerable value to the property. Well, what happened was we counted those sales as being invalid. Unfortunately, the state counted them as being valid. And of course, all of those ratios were below the 95%, our median. And anytime you have one that's below the median, it just pulls, every sale pulls that median down, So in October, when the tentative orders came out and we had a chance to review and the sales and review what was going on specific to Boone County, we found that those homes have been included as being normal transactions when they had construction completed on them prior to the year, of their sale. Mm-hmm. So those homes should not have been counted as normal arm's length transactions. There was something, something affecting the value. And we had to prove to the state.
So you had to go to the state and say.
Well, we did. Yeah. We went to the state. We proved to the state that we revalued the parcel because of the market change. We also increased the value because of the construction change. And there were 16 or 19, I forget exactly the exact number, but every one of those sales ended up being disqualified. And as you move those that are underneath your median away, remove them, that just makes your median move up. And as it turns out, with that information, we were able to avert that 6% equalization order that I didn't think we needed. And as it turned out, the state agreed with
us. Yes. Well, the big thing, again, now what we're talking about is people are going to be getting their notifications, and we're talking mostly residential, right?
Well, we're actually sending assessment notices to all classes of property all classes of property are going to see an increase this year. The market is changing on ag property, on industrial property, on commercial property, and on residential, and multi-residential as well. Multi-residential actually this past year was rolled into residential, but we track it differently. Because it's kind of like its own market, basically.
Sure.
Because it's not like single family housing.
Yep.
It's bought and sold based on income capacity.
So people are going to get that value. Now, that's step one, because then the state will come back. In fact, it was the very hot topic here at the beginning of the legislative session about the error that was made in the rollback. And
that's
rollback
correct.
Is the next big part that has a factor on what's going on with taxes.
Yes, the rollback is an extremely important factor to talk about when it comes to assessments and property taxes, because it is the number in the middle between the assessment and the taxable value that actually creates the taxable value is the rollback. And that rollback with assessments going up like they are, and assessments are not just going up. The market hasn't changed just in Boone County.
Mm-hmm.
The market has changed dramatically across the entire state of Iowa. I can't speak to any other state, but I do know it's changed dramatically in the entire state of Iowa. So the assessments are going up. Boone County residential property values are going up about 30%. Again, that's a median number. Unfortunately, some are going to be higher, some will be lower. But we're looking at about a 30% increase for residential in Boone County. And the rollback is actually calculated based on what the entirety of values are in this entire state of Iowa, not just Boone County. And the and all values are rolled back based on what, you know, values are doing in the entire state of Iowa. As you mentioned a minute ago, the rollback was changed via legislation in the current legislative session. There was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake.
They used one formula and should have used the other, I think.
No, technically, no. They did it based on the law, and the law was written, and they did it based how the law was written. And it wasn't until the law was changed that they could make the change. Okay. And that's what precipitated the legislative action earlier in the session.
So we had it went from about 56 down to 54, right?
Yeah,
in there, about 1.8 or
something. 56.49, I believe, to 54.6501 is the current number, is actually where it actually settled out at.
And some of the things that we expect, we will watch as it's going forward, but I think we'll see a bigger rollback coming.
Oh, certainly. We had numbers early on in the fall. People were trying to estimate what they thought the values were going to go up based on what the sales were at that time. And there was talk of a statewide increase of values between 20 and 25%. The numbers I'm seeing now are probably closer. Again, that was in September. And numbers hadn't really to be set by that point in time, because it's kind of crazy how just a handful of sales can come in and affect, much like I mentioned a minute ago, with that with the equalization.
Sure.
You know, 15 sales doesn't sound like very many. But if they're all on one side or the other of the median, it can change your median considerably.
Sure.
Okay. Usually it's not that way. Usually, you know, it's spread evenly between, you know, both above and below the median. Anyway, the statewide average is, at that point, was looking at around a 20% or 20 to 25%. And the last numbers I saw, it's closer to 25, maybe more than that. That's the values in entire state of Iowa are going to go up. So that rollback at 54%. If you remember our previous conversations, I mean, it's 2 years ago. I'm sure you remember every conversation you have. 2 years ago, anyway, that rollback right now is at 54.6501. So what that means is, just for simple math, we'll say that don't use this as the exact number, but just to make it easy, the valuation of the entire state of Iowa is $1 billion.
Okay.
Currently, that's what the taxable value is $1 billion. It no way represents what it actually is.
He's just picking numbers out of the air here to give you an example, folks.
Not like the assessment process locally, mind you.
Where you have to take the formula, the numbers that are there.
Yes. Yeah. So with that 54% rollback, there'd be 54,000, I'm sorry. Yeah, the taxable value is $1 billion, okay? So what that means is that currently in law, the rollback, the taxable value can grow 3% per year. A taxable value, not assessed value, the taxable value can grow 3% per year. So if the taxable value of the entirety of Iowa is $1 billion, next year, with these new valuations, the taxable value of the entire state of Iowa can only be $1,030,000,000. $1.03 billion is what the taxable value of the entire state of Iowa can be. Assessors are going to raise values by 25%. So what has to happen is that rollback has to go from 54.6% down to
somewhere in the 40s, maybe
upper 40s, 47, 48, somewhere in there, to accommodate the growth, but yet not allow for that extra valuation to, you know, to come on at the same time. So that value is still going to be there. The rollback is still going to be able to grow into the future, but that's a suppression mechanism that, our assessments have got to go up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, but there's a factor in place that's going to pull that taxable value down at the same time that the assessments go up, yet allowing for only a 3%. Again, this is statewide, not specific to your house, my house, or your listening audience's houses. The taxable value can change more than that 3%, of course, but that's what the statewide number is.
And then the other part is what's going to be levied.
Correct. Levying authorities.
And that's talking about everybody else.
Yeah, you talk about, I mentioned earlier, as far as the assessment is the foundation, okay? Their basis is what our values are. So their levies are based on what the assessments are, less the rollback, making the taxable value, And then they, what's their need for money? Mm-hmm. And the assessor has no, I don't care what they need for money. The only thing I care about is that your assessment represents current market value.
So it's coming, folks. You're going to be getting the mailing. It'll be coming out. And I know some people are going to have a negative reaction, obviously. There is the appeal process, and we'll come back and we'll talk about that in April, okay?
That sounds like a plan.
Get an idea, because then I know there's a time frame for people to submit. And you've had it happen before. You've got a board that works on it. And yeah, I know they can come in and do individual adjustments, too.
There's a period of time. Once assessment rolls go out, the filing date is April the 2nd to April 25th. To do what's called an informal review. Now, an informal review is where the individual comes in and actually talks to me as the assessor, and that time frame was set up by legislature about 5 or 6 years ago, mm-hmm. that allows owners to do that. Unfortunately, what we're going to request is our rules for that mirror what the board of review is, and that is when you file a petition with the board of review, the board's rules are that you are to allow the assessor to come inside the home to make sure that the listing is correct, and we'll make what adjustments need to be made prior to your visit with me as the assessor. This year, because I'm presuming we're going to have a high volume, mm-hmm. I'm asking that my deputy Jason Sands also steps in and helps a little bit with that. But the lion's share, that's going to be done through me. And in past years, I've been able to handle around 100 individual protests that way. And there's only been a handful, five or so maybe, go on that weren't satisfied with what I did. Went on and appealed with the Board of Review. Now, the Board of Review dates are going to be April 2nd to April 30th. That's the petition mm-hmm. dates to do that. Now, this year is unique because April the 1st is on Saturday. And I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to send out rolls on the 1st or I'm going to send them out on the 3rd, which is the first business day following that okay. calendar date. So, however, the assessments are coming, and I'll be putting them on online, certainly, mm-hmm. April the 1st, so people can go online and see what their values are doing.
Okay. We'll talk again in April.
Sounds like a plan.
Paul Overton, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the invite, sir.